Rabbi Shlomo Weisberg.
Okay, gentlemen, evening all. A quick recap what we learnt last week. So last week we learnt about a person who forgot to light Shabbos candles, what he can do. So we said, first of all, let's talk about in the summer where a person lit very early. So when he comes to us, the first day, everyone comes home from shul, and the mice is still light outside. So we said, there's not such a problem, my sir. You can find another yid who's not lit, who's not been recovered Shabbos yet. We'll have to ask a yid directly to light the Shabbos candles for you. We saw a chiddush, which was mashma there, that the person who lights the candle should make the bracha, actually, not the mashalech. Interesting point there, so I don't know if anyone agrees to this. Mishnah Berurah's mashma that the mashalech does not light, the mazdik makes the bracha. Interesting, so he's like your shliach and he's making the bracha for you. Interesting thing, what happens, even though he's not recovered Shabbos yet. Yeah, interesting thing, he's not recovered Shabbos yet. Interesting.
What about
what was she?
Does the
Vedas
have to
make a
bracha
for the Shabbos? A Vedas?
Yes,
not now. Okay, so coming back to here, now the next side is, what happens to the marshal now in the winter? Person comes home from shul and says, why has not lit the Shabbos candles yet? So it's after Shkia. So we said a chiddush, so the halacha is that Amir la'akum is mutar bein hashmoshes. That's a special dispensation of Amir la'akum, that during the period of bein hashmoshes, the person is allowed to ask...
Where's he come home?
So about 4:20-ish, and it goes through Nach was, let's say, 5:17, so about 5:10 is really Nach, somewhere around there. So you got from 4:20 right through to about 5:10, you can take on his Bein HaShmoshes. The mice, you can ask a Nochri to put the light on for you. And go up to the Goy straight out, no hinting, where she's straight out. And say, excuse me, do you mind doing me a favor? Can you come and light the candle for me?
No,
oh, so that's a shyness. The Meister Mishnah Berurah says that's one of Mishnah Berurah's kashrus. I'm going to have wrong here. So the Mogen Avraham, without going too much arichas to that case, the Mogen Avraham is mashma that the person does not like the Mishnah Berurah. Mogen Avraham is mashma that a woman can make the bracha there in that case.
No one can make it.
Mishnah Berurah says the Mishnah has to make it. Here, the Goy can't make it.
So why can't the Goy make it?
Moishi. You tell me the answer. Moishi, what should do, Moishi? I don't go and make a bracha, Moishi. So you can't ask the Goy to make the bracha, so the Maisi, you've got a problem, yeah? You can't expect the Goy to make the bracha.
Prince in English.
Prince in English, Moishi. No, that's no good. That's no good, Moishi. So here the Mishnah Berurah says over here, he's not happy with the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham brings a shekel Torah and he says that the person, right? The Mishnah Berurah asks on this, how could she make a bracha? I mean, the Mishnah Berurah can't understand this. How can it be that the Goy lights the candles and she makes the bracha? Which is what the Mogen Avraham says. So we sell a Torah to the Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, there's no bracha. So I've had the Mishnah Berurah learning, no one makes a bracha, obviously. There's no one who makes a bracha. But then we saw, I think, Shulchan Al-Harav and others answer for the Mogen Avraham that the Torah says that there's another chedek in Halakha, and that is the candle's continually burning. Every bit of it is a mitzvah. So therefore, even though she actually has locker, but since the candle is burning now, and that's also a mitzvah, she can make a brach on that. Chiddush. Even though it's like someone asked last week, a brach.
Time, and
what?
Could you look at roll when it's time, and ask a yid to light, who makes a brach?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, good question. Yeah, the chayyim, Mr. Mogen Avraham.
Woman.
Yeah, chayyim, it could be, yeah. Could be. Yeah, very good. It could be, yeah. The chayyim, it could be. That's, yeah.
She makes the same brach on the ugly.
Yeah, don't show yourself a brach. It's the same brach.
She comes in the house.
Well, actually, it sounds funny for the halach not light it, but the maaser, the poskim seems to say she'll have to do it. That's what I think. So again, according to Mr. Brewer, if you light at that time, there's no bracha. That's clear. Mr. Brewer's taking on clearly that you light at that time of Bein HaShmoshes, there's no bracha. If it's after Bein HaShmoshes, it's nach properly ready, that's it. Then there's no eitzah. Not l'raisa. Shus to mitzvah as much as correct. You can ask if he's going to do an Issad Rabbon for you on Shabbos, the Turk mitzvah. But here's an Issad Raisa, the Goy's lighting a fire that you can't do, so that type of stuff. What? That's an isn't hanob. You can't do this dries of you.
Well, you put light on when there's any light on the room. With a rabbi.
Be a good rabbi, is what I mean. No, he's right there. That's an interesting halacha there. You have to do it for me, actually. He's right. Let's say, for example, it happens sometimes in a shul. Let's say, for example, the lights go out. And you've got, well, home, yeah, anywhere. And you've got one light in the shul, which is not so bright, but you can use it. Then there's no is of nene in a maisaku. If you ask a goy derech ramiz to put a light on, then there's no is of nene. Because it's just being moist if I'm not. So he's asking over here, but you can't ask a goy to malach of your shabbos. Yeah, that's an is of nene, but you can't do it directly. It's an is of mira. We do it with derech ramiz. I have to think why you're wrong. The maisaku, no one's much in this case, as far as I'm aware. What?
It's not ramiz, basically.
No, that's always a hetter in Amiraka. Ramiz is always mutter. Ramiz is mutter, but then you've got another problem, Hanor. So you've got always two problems in Amiraka. You've got one is Amiraka. Then once you get around that problem, which gets around with Ramiza, you've got a second problem of Hanor. So if you get around both problems, it's like right. So he's asking, why can't you ask your goy? The mice is not right, it's wrong.
I've got a pair, whatever it may be. It's right for me. Why can't you ask
my Hanora? But you're wrong. I don't know why, but it's not right. It doesn't work. And no one says that after something, I'll get going to ask, write it. It's a good kasha. I have to write it down. Moshe, we can write it down in your book, Moshe. His kasha. It's a good question he's asking.
You can't hint him
and ask him to write it. Get it going. It's a good kasha. He's asking a good kasha. It's Derek Ramiza. Why can't I do it? I don't know. Nice, you can't. I don't know the possible thing. After Shabbos you've had it, reminds the Knas, then it's a Knas. Unless she was an onus. I mean, unless she was an onus, then you got a problem. I have to think about it. I'm not going to speak about too much in Arikas now, just very bekitza, that a person can't lie before Plag HaMincha. You have to look at the Luach HaZman. Before Plag HaMincha, you cannot lie. According to Mishabru, if one did lie before then, if one did light for Plag HaMincha, it's a bracha of Atola, and the Maisha you have to relight with a new bracha, actually. Not one agrees with the best someone will speak about this, but the Mishabru holds on that. I know someone told me he once came to shul on Friday afternoon. He said he couldn't believe it was the first one there. He's never been so early before. Anyway, he was looking around, no one turns up. Anyway, he found out it was an hour out. He made a mistake by an hour. Anyway, I can't remember what time of the year it was, but the Maisha told him it was before Plag HaMincha. His wife lit her home Shabbos candles. And they came to shul, and you know, I'm laughing. I've done the same mistake sometimes. I go to a morning coma at 6:30 in the morning. Sometimes, don't tell you, I've woken up early in the morning at 5:30, jump out of bed quickly in the car. I've done it once before, and by little I realise it's 5:45 in the morning.
Clock,
yeah, I don't know what I've done. I'm not sure what happened. I read the clock wrong. Something can happen. Nice, sir. But before what? Because it wasn't Charles. It wasn't Charles. I said before Plag HaMincha. What, Moshe? I forgot to do it, Moshe. I forgot to do it. Should do. Yeah. Now this is a very interesting shy. Now tonight's shy is also very, very interesting. The shy is tonight. I'll tell you, I was very pleased with this actually because it concerned me. Can you move Neira Shabbos? That means you've lit Neira Shabbos over here on this table. And then the woman decides, you know what, I don't like her. No, the woman's a bit more complicated. Let's say, can someone move it? What?
She can't.
So the woman's a bit more complicated, but it's true. Once the woman likes Shabbat candles, she's been Mekabel Shabbos. So she's got a problem. Yeah, she can't move the candles. Let's say someone in the family, the husband, has not been Mekabel Shabbos, can you move the candles now somewhere else?
Yes.
No, it's not Shabbat. Are the candles in the way?
So an interesting shaila over here. Let's go slowly. It's not, I don't know what the Hebrew date is today. What's the Hebrew date? I don't know the Hebrew date.
It's not Hanukkah.
It's not Hanukkah. Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag. Hanukkah is a very interesting halach, actually. It's Hanukkah. In Hilchos Hanukkah, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, actually. The Gemara says more than Shloshim Yom. It's a bit more than Shloshim Yom. Hadlokah Oysa Mitzvah. In Hilchos Hanukkah, we paskin Hadlokah Oysa Mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is B'shas Hadlokah. When you do the lighting of Neiros Hanukkah, that is when you've done the mitzvah. So the Moshe Gemara says, for example, let's say you have to light outside in the Chotzer. So Gemara says there, if a person, for example, were to light inside the house and then take it outside, he's not been doing his mitzvah Neir Hanukkah. Since he lit in a place which is Potter from Neiros, and he took it outside into the street where there's a Machon, he's not Yotze. That Hadlokah is the mitzvah. Who adds in, what? Who adds in, the Gemara says, I don't know why this is, but the Gemara says, who adds in, if someone holds the candle, I don't know why it's clear that halakha is in the mitzvah, it's also no good. Whilst it seems to be mashing like a while, that someone holds a candle, you see why I'm bringing this out, someone holds a candle, when he's holding a candle, that's also, you're not yotze the mitzvah, it has to be down somewhere, it has to be placed down somewhere. What? Tadlocka, I was saying, he wants even good. Yeah, but I think he wants mashing even good. If you, yeah, I'm not, you're trying, maybe I'm going to bring a right hand locker to mitzvah, it has to be a proper hand locker, it has to be put down properly.
I'd have to
carry the candle on yours, but you can't. You're not doing carry the candle, there's no problem with the candle. And you're not allowed to move it, but here on Shabbos, now the question is, can you move it? Because halakha is the mitzvah. Now the shayla is, what's the shayla? It's the person lit the candles on Shabbos, and now you want to move the candle somewhere else. So that Mishabura says over here quite clearly.
Who wants to move it? Someone's
not going to come to Shabbos yet. The husband wants to move the candles, and you move it. You're quite right, the woman has got a problem, yeah? The woman's got a problem because the woman's been makabel Shabbos. When she makes the bracha, she's been makabel Shabbos, so she cannot move those candles now. But the husband wants to move it. It doesn't matter where it is. So Mishnah Berurah is very interesting. Mishnah Berurah here, and Sivkot Mem Ches, I think it is.
Can I move it?
Have you been makabel Shabbos or not?
Pardon?
Have you been makabel Shabbos?
No, but can I move it on Shabbos?
Have you accepted Shabbos yet, Moishi?
Pardon?
Have you accepted Shabbos? No problem, then you can move it. So now the Shayla Mishnah Berurah is like this. Mishnah Berurah is talking about this case. The person lit in a place where he's not Yotze near Shabbos. So we'll see where that could be. And then, to put the Ner down somewhere where you can use it, no good, says Mishnah Berurah. That means the person lit in a place where you're not Yotze mitzvah. Let's say they lit in their bedroom. Yeah? Well, this could be relevant. A woman's had a baby, so she's in her bedroom. She can't get up, she's very shrugged, she can't get up. So she decides she wants to light in her bedroom. So she's got a little counter next to her, all the electric lights are on. She lights Neiros Chanukah Shabbos with a bracha there. And then she leaves it there for a minute or so, and then she moves it downstairs to the Chet Achila. Is that okay? To the Chet Achila. Is that allowed?
Yes. Why not?
Because is she Yotze where she lit?
Yes.
Was she Yotze? Why?
Because she's living now in the bedroom.
Is she not eating there? If she's eating in that room, you're right. If she's eating in that room and it's a Mokka Machila, then you're right. You can say the Neiros Shabbos that you lit there were also good enough for to be Yotze Mitzvah. Then you can move from a place where you had a mitzvah and you move it to another place where there's a mitzvah, there's no problem. But let's say she's eating in the room, she's not eating tonight. She's not feeling so, she's feeling very schwach. So she lights next to her, the candles, and the husband conveniently moves it down. It's going to be yes, good.
Yeah, of course, yes, he can move it.
Why? She's not eating it. She's not eating the room. She's very schwach, she's very tired. She's not having a result, she's not going to feel up to it. Why?
Sorry,
he's a good rabbi, this one here. But the evidence is good.
What? What's wrong?
He might
put it in the place where it's
growing,
though.
But that's what I'm telling you. You hold a locker oyster mitzvah. Where you light the bracha, where you light the neiros, you have to be yotze there. You could move it from a place where you're yotze to another place.
Yeah.
But you can't, like, if someone lights in a place where he's not yotze, he's not going to be using the neiros shabbos door. You can't be yotze neiros shabbos there. And you move it somewhere, that's no good.
Could I do that
from
one top to the bottom? Could I do that?
No, well, you better not touch it. Better leave it. Don't touch it. Yeah, if you're lighting in a place where you can't be yotze, then you can't move it, the
higher. Is that
the answer? You can't move it. Rami Shabrur says over here, Hi, the Shah, I have a mock shame, I'm sure the camera had lock, the mitzvah. The commission had a mock shame, Loy Mahani had lock, the club.
Because it's in a case where it's not a place where she's eating.
Yeah, that's true.
From a sukkah.
Oh, come to a sukkah, one minute. So that's true, what you're saying. If you're lighting in a place where you can eat, Lamosh, let's say you listen in the Shabbos, you've got it on a table, and then the husband comes in and says, no, it's no good on the table. I'm too nervous. The children are around here. I'm scared it's going to get ruined over here. The children are ruined. To move it onto another place nearby where you're going, hello, that's mutter. But if you're lighting in a place where it's not roy, so simple as climbing, what's the problem? Why should I eat that? If someone eats in that room and they do it, then there's no problem. But the Lamaisa, she's not. That's not a plan. So Mishnah Berurah finished off, right? So Mishnah Berurah finished off over here.
Breathing is not problem.
Avram hidli b'bayis amongst the mishtam shabbos. The mishnah rule finishes off. If you light in a place where you can use it, where you can be yitzer, mutzer letal from ak or lariyam machim, you move somewhere else. The cholap bayis amochim. Had a bush machim b'zeh. The bush is machim even in this case, not to move it at all. Chiddush the levush. The bush is machim not to move it at all. Amokat zeh yesh lakel. Kosva chay adam. Hold on tight, Rabbi Yisai. Hanoshim shemalikim a sukkah b'chag. The women who light in the sukkah during Yom Tov.
Take them out.
You with me so far?
Yeah.
Lighting and sukkah.
It's okay,
you're going to eat there. You want to write the Mishnah Berurah? You want to do the Mishnah Berurah? That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Hanoshim alikim asukkah b'chag, matatim toik habayis, loy yofe heim oisim.
You're going to eat there. You're going to eat toik habayis.
They take from the sukkah.
You're going to eat the sukkah. I'm going to eat my dining table. I'm moving it from there because I'm blitzing it where I'm going to eat.
Ah, so that's a good question he's asking. Yeah, he's had a good whiskey before you came here tonight, same kind of thing, huh?
So you just said a minute ago.
It's a good question he's asking. If you hold out locker oyster mitzvah, lechera, where is she lit was the right place.
Correct.
What's wrong? No. I want to ask you a question, Rabbi Yisai. If you hold out locker oyster mitzvah, yeah? If a woman lights the candle and all of a sudden a gust of wind comes, a sudden freak of wind comes, all the candles are out.
Yes.
What, Moshi?
No,
can't blow it out, Moshi. Can't blow it out. Why don't you blow the candles, Moshi? What?
Why
can't they even
light the
sukkah? Ah, that's it. So, again, she lit in wherever the house. Well, nice, it was perfect lighting. Someone opened a window inside. Someone decided to come to the house. It's very, very hot in here. So he's opened a window. It's too hot. A gust of wind comes and he blows all the lights out.
Yes.
Do you have to light the candles again?
No. Why can't you?
You have to answer this question. Again, someone lit the candle near the Shabbos. A sudden gust of wind came, a freak wind came, took one out. A lot of it's a mitzvah. The chayyim, the kashrut.
She can't.
She can't. I'm saying, can someone else light the candles? Should someone else light the candles? Or should you say, a lot of it's a mitzvah? Are you the chayyim to light the candles?
No.
Why? Why might you say no? Because a lot of it's a mitzvah. The chayyim is the mitzvah. Oh, he's also had a whiskey before you came tonight. Yeah, very good. His wife says, the apostle would say, many potter, the maram and brisket is the maestro potter. Because I look at this, many Achroinim say the Maishim Chutz like, because the whole idea of the Neiris is to enhance the meal, the Shalom Bayit, it's long as here, long as the hair, the Maishim, you haven't got to like that.
The Maishim, the Goy is also okay.
What's your answer with Goy?
That's the Goy. Most of all, why not? Shalom Bayit, that's going to come home. So for that reason, it's a bit more.
I'll tell you, you're wrong. The Maishim, I don't know why you're wrong. The Maishim, it's wrong. I don't know what I think about it. Can't think like this. But the Maishim, I don't know the matter of Goy to like it. He wants to know, Simcha's got a big problem. I told him, we said it's not the shit thing. If someone comes home after Bein HaShemosh, he comes home, Mamash in the middle of Nacht. He comes home and he sees the lights off. There's no lights on. The Shabbos candles are not being lit. So I said, you've got a problem there. I said, well, you can't ask a goy to do it. Simcha's asking, why can't you ask a goy to do it? You've got already Neiris in the house, and all you're doing is Moisib Oya.
Rebes.
Why can't you do it? But that, my friend, we spoke about before. Let's say being a shmosher, someone realizes he's not lit the candles. There, that lucky you can ask a goy. And the Mogadav Ram says you can make a brocha. The woman can make a brocha even on it. So he's asking of Simcha, why is it worse if it's already in Shabbos? Why can't I ask it? That's not right. The life is wrong, as far as I know. I don't know if that's
okay.
What?
Lights go out. It's not Shabbos.
No, why does he have to know?
No, but that's before Shabbos. Before Shabbos. There's no Shabbos before Shabbos to do it. I'm talking about before Shabbos to do it. So the Mishnah Berurah is not happy about moving it. Sorry, what? Yeah, but he's tiny. He's just been moist of Hanoi. He's been dead for me, that. It's moist. There's no ish of Nana. I don't know why. I'm not sure. I don't know why you can't do it. The Maishim again. I mean, it's not Mishnah Berurah. So Mishnah Berurah says over here again. Had not shem alikim asukah. It looks like it's interesting why it's not. I don't know. It's interesting why the Mishnah says no good. I don't know why. I'm not sure why it's no good. It could be it's like the Levush. Maybe you have to check it out. Maybe it's going like Levush. The Levush holds even to another place is no good. Or the Maisa, the Ikh is you're not having a knot from the neighbors. So it could be like this other bar I've just told you now, that the Ikh of have lock is to have a knot from it. So even if you have a lock of Mitzvah, you still need to have a knot from the Mitzvah.
Okay, but Okay, so then you can't do that. You just said before, if I've listened there and a man wants to move his inside, he's scared that he's going to knock.
That's all right, he's having an orphan there at the side. You're having a knock right at the side. Yeah.
The sukkah is a different room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you're not having a knock in the second place.
Yeah.
That could be the only happening. Yeah. Otherwise, why is it no good, Tucker?
Why can't
I do
it like it?
If I lock it used to mitzvah, you lit in the sukkah, why can't you now move it into the dining room?
Why don't you just blow it out?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Well,
I, when you lit, you would
lit
the mitzvah. So the thing is that you have to have an offering. You're not having an offering. Just have an offering. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll stop there.